Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, oh my goodness, of Empowerment Place Ministries, grateful to God for another opportunity to come and share a relevant teaching to God's people. The Empowerment Place is a ministry that seeks to strengthen those who have been abused, abandoned, let down, those who feel as though they have no purpose. And the assignment that the Lord has given us is to strengthen those individuals through the use of God's word, to allow them to know truth, truth about who they are, truth about who God created them to be, and truth about the success that awaits each of us when we apply the principles, keys that God has given us in his word to succeed. Keys are laws. They're principles, and they work. But what we encourage everyone is that you are the key to your own success. So this morning, as we share this teaching, it's our hope that you take time to jot down those things that speak to your spirit, those things that you can use in the days to come to actually help you to activate some things that have been lying dormant in you so that you can be who God created you to be. There is a wealth of knowledge inside of you that is ready to be tapped into. There is potential. There's propensity and power stored within each of us as earthen vessels. And that Empowerment Place, we're all about tapping in, helping others to tap in and be what Father has called us to be, enlarging the kingdom here on earth. Amen. Amen. Well, I thank you all for joining us this morning. Our topic today is get your butt out of the way. Get your butt out of the way. When I shared that topic with my husband, he was like, oh, you should have said something nicer, like move or get. And I was like, no, honey. Get your butt out of the way of what it needs to be today. And what we're talking about is how we have a tendency to get in the way of God's plan for our lives, whether it be because of fear or lack of knowledge or wrong seeds planted and we allow them to manifest and grow, whatever the case may be, we have allowed our butt to get in the way. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And I pray that you're empowered. If you hear something you like, consider following us or call a friend and tell them to listen in and hear this teaching. It's blessed me as I've studied, and it is my prayer that it will bless you as well. So, Father, we thank you this morning for another teaching opportunity. We ask now, Father, that you would allow this word to come forth with understanding and power. I know your desire that you placed in me to do your will, and I desire to do that. I will say what you've given me to say. A prayer for speech with clarity, power and understanding this morning. And I count it done now in Jesus' name. Amen. For those of you who have called in this morning, if you'd like to speak with me, you have questions or comments, just press 1 and I will gladly let you on the line. Momentarily, our chat room will be set up. And if you have questions, on the chat line, feel free to type those in, and we will gladly respond to you. Amen. Amen. So get your butt out of the way. That's been our theme this week, at least for me. As I've shared with those who are connected with the Empowerment Place and Live at 5, God dealt with me a few days ago about how he speaks to us, how he gives us instruction, and how we try to manipulate or negate his plan with, but I. God says, go and keep going. And you said, but I would, God, but we have all these buts that we interject because we don't have an understanding of maybe what God wants. We don't want to take the time to really be what God desires us to be. There are a whole lot of things that could be the reason why we are feeling the way we're feeling, why we're saying what we're saying, but God, that but is what we need to focus on. But God, God said that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. There's a lot of but that we need to be about, but it's not but I. Often when we're faced with situations when we want to do the will of the Father, if we just want to do our own things, we move according to our emotions. And I believe that even as the Spirit has been speaking this morning, we're going to talk next week about shallow emotions. And I believe that sometimes we allow our emotions to manipulate us, to keep us from God's promise. Because we won't activate what's already in us because I feel a certain kind of way. You know, I was watching a movie last night, and I love Hallmark movies because they always have happy endings. Call me an optimist, but I always want to see the happy that can happen. And in this particular movie, there was someone who was successful, had been removed from a position of influence and told that the company was restructuring and she was being released. And in that moment of dismay, she said, well, you know what? I'm going to forge ahead. I'm going to keep with my plan. I'm going to go and do those things that I had intended to do, regardless to this news, and she did. And as she made those steps, every step that she took, something would happen. It was the loss of her cell phone. And you know how we are about our cell phones. We don't leave home without it, like American Express used to talk about with their car, don't leave home without it. Well, our cell phones are like our lifelines. We don't leave home without it. And then if going through the airport, going through the security check, someone took her shoes, and then from that they lost her luggage, and then she gets to the hotel, and it's being remodeled, and things happen, they just kept happening, and towards the end she was in a part of Puerto Rico who was facing a hurricane, and she kept saying, oh, should we prepare? Oh, what should we do? Oh, should we worry yet? And the woman that she was staying with, she said, you know what? Don't worry about what you can't control. If God wants the storm to hit, it's going to hit. But if he doesn't, it's not going to. She said, don't worry about it. Every now and again, you have got to take a leap of faith. You have got to step out on what you know that God is desiring of you and just do it. And I said, God, you know what? That's what this is all about. We lack the faith to move when you tell us to move. We have faith to sit in the chair when we need to sit down. We have faith that the car is going to start when we put the key in the ignition. We have faith that we go to a job all week long, and when it's payday, we're going to get our check. We have faith that these things will happen, yet we lack faith. When God speaks to us and gives us instructions to help bring about the manifestation of our purpose in the earth. Your butt out of the way. As I share with the ladies, it'd be something different if we didn't know God's voice. If we didn't know him, that'd be something. You know, if we didn't know he was speaking, but we have an ear to hear, and we clearly understand what God has been speaking to us. We move in what he's been speaking to us. Yet, we don't move when he speaks because we have something within us. I know for me, for a while, it was fear. Whether it be fear of failing or fear of succeeding, it was fear. Fear had me in a place where I refused to move. I heard what God was saying. I heard him clearly. Yet I would not take the necessary steps to fulfill what he had spoken to me. I was saying, but God, I don't know. God, I don't know if I can. God, I don't know if I should. God, I don't know if I've got the support. God, I don't know if that's going to. God, I had so many but I's. Until it struck me that I'm saying, but I needed to concentrate on the fact that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can, and you can. But what did it take for me to get to that place? I had to get my butt out of the way. I had to start taking away the excuses. I had to take away the excuses. My daughter wrote something on Friday. It blessed me. And I told her I was going to use it. And it says, today I choose to live by choice, not by chance. I make changes, not excuses. To be motivated, not manipulated. To be useful, not used. To excel, not compete. I choose self-esteem, not self-pity. I choose to listen to the inner voice, not the random opinions of others. She was making a declaration, an affirmation about choices that she was going to make now. Instead of her but eyes, she was ready to hear what God was saying and be accountable to that. She was getting her butt out of the way. She's getting her butt out of the way. And for me, that is powerful. 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 Are you ready to get your butt out of the way? Are you? It's up to you. But I want to share with you some scriptures. We've been doing but I, And Daddy said, consider it but God. But God. But God. 1 Samuel 23:14. I've got a list of them. And it said, and David abode in the wilderness in strongholds and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his own hands. 2 Chronicles 32:7-8. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Are you hearing this? When we get our butt out of the way and start to rely on but God, there is strength, there is power, there is support, there is everything in but God. But it requires that you get your butt out of the way. Stop focusing on yourself. You know, in empowerment place, we do a lot of reflection. We do a lot to allow you to look inwardly. Because a lot of times what we need, the changes that need to happen, are inward changes. Because we can all put on a front. We can all act the way we need to act in front of a certain crowd and do what they do. But when we get home behind closed doors and our truth comes out, there are some changes that need to be made. It's internal. So when we share these teachings with you, they're to get you to start looking within yourself to figure out, why is it that I will not allow God to speak to me? Or I allow him to speak and I don't move according to what he has spoken to me. What's going on inside of me? What is the hindrance within me that I still go, but I? And God is saying, I want you to say, but God. I want you to look at me in every situation that you're facing and not see failure, but see the success that I'm trying to get you to. Yes, there are going to be some struggles in life. Trials and tribulations are going to come, but they're not coming to destroy you. They're coming to make you strong. And God says in his word, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 86:15 says, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. But thou, O God, is. Who are we within ourselves without God? I know for me, I'm not much. Not anything without him, but with him, I can do great things. Great things when I get my butt out of the way. We have to relearn, rely on God. I like this in Daniel 2:27-28. This is to help us get our butt out of the way, but rely on the but God. Daniel answered in the presence of king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded cannot the men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and make it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. But there is a God that revealeth to Valerie. There is a God that revealeth to Lisa, to Linda, to Hope, to Jane, to Susie, to Bob, to Bill, to Benny, to Bob. Oh, just there is a God who reveals to whoever you are. You can put your name right there. There is a God that reveals to you secrets of things to come. But you've got to get your butt out of the way. Matthew 19:25-26. When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." It's another place where we can interject truth about who we are. It says, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, but with men." So I can interject Valerie. With Valerie, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. My friends, we have some untapped possibility inside of us that we haven't seen because of our butt. Our butt is in the way. And the Father just wanted me to share with you that it's time to get, and I love this passage, Luke 16:15. And Jesus said unto them, "Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God." See, that's what happened with your butt eye. When you try to justify yourself in front of men, when God truly knows your heart and he truly knows your intent. So he's saying again, get your butt out of the way. Because it's enough. I've had enough of you wanting to be seen by man, but not wanting to adhere to what I've been speaking to you. God said he knows our heart. Not only does he know our heart, he also knows the plan that he has for us. He knows what he desires to do in each of us. But there's some things that we have to do. And one of those things is to get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get your butts out of the way. When God speaks, take heed to what he has spoken. Be ready and willing to obey what he has spoken so that you can receive the blessing attached to his instruction. The word tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. And as I shared with the women the other night, there are some things that we have sacrificed because we have not obeyed. Now that's probably all of us on the line, all of us in the chat room, because there have been times when we have not obeyed. But God is saying this morning, it's time to get your butt out of the way and to rely on but God. But God, who loved us so much so that he gave his only son. But God, who will do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever think. But God, who before he formed us in our mother's womb, knew us, called us by name, set us apart to be prophets to the nations. But God, who has placed in us all things necessary to fulfill our purpose in the earth. But God, who's gracious and merciful unto us, is waiting for us to make a decision that we are going to get our butt out of the way and rely on Him. So, Father, we thank You this morning. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for what You've done for us. We thank You for the Holy Spirit who dwells on the inside, who gives us the instruction and the courage and the plan that we need to execute what You've spoken. We thank You this morning that as we continue to move throughout this day and the days to come, that we will be mindful that when You speak, we have already been given and equipped the tools needed to succeed in what You've given us to do. Father, I thank You this morning that from this teaching, there will be some turnaround. Some paths will change. Some conversations will change. We will begin to embrace that which You've spoken. And out of our obedience, we will be able to receive the blessings that You have in store for us. We thank You for it today, God. We give You all the glory, the honor and praise, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, listeners, for joining us this morning for Using My Keys. It is my prayer, again, that you realize that you are the key to your own empowerment. You can begin accessing that. You can begin empowering yourself today by getting your butts out of the way and relying on the butt God that we serve, that loves us so much so. At Empowerment Place, we encourage daily that you do something every day to empower yourself. Learn a new word, see a new place, talk to a new person. Do something to empower yourself daily. But then once you've been empowered, we pray that you take the responsibility to empower someone else. Empower someone else. Again, we thank you for joining us. Join us again next Sunday, 8 o'clock a.m., for another relevant teaching here at the Empowerment Place. God bless you.